And good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer on the AboveTopSecret.com podcast network. And I'm just replying to Magic's reply to a few other replies in his Battle of New Orleans thread. And Magic, I've just listened to your reply, and there was one thing I wanted to touch on that you did say. And I do agree with you to a certain extent that, yes, it was the people's responsibility in a lot of ways to take care of themselves after this event. But I would ask, and I'd just like to maybe throw into the mix here, is it not a natural assumption after something like this that the government would take care of them? We elect governments everywhere, here in Australia, over in America, in Britain, on kind of a proviso that they have a duty of care to us to take care of us with the resources that we entrust them with. And I mean, let's face it, if you're travelling overseas, or if I'm travelling overseas and I get into trouble, first thing I do, I'm hiking to the Australian consulate or the Australian embassy or, you know, whichever you want to call it, so my government will take care of me. So would it not be a natural assumption and an automatic one that the government, who has the resources to clean up this, who has the resources to take care of people, who has the medical supplies, would it not be a natural assumption on the part of people who were not able to get out of New Orleans, such as the elderly who maybe had no family to come and get them, or homeless people? And I'm not going to get into a big thing on whether people should or should not be homeless or anything like that, but would it not be a natural thing to assume that the government would take care of them in a way that they quite obviously haven't here? And I mean, well, you know, I mean, I would assume that my government, and there's a big, huge controversy here at the moment on whether John Howard has done enough to help Australians overseas. A lot of the rescues of Australians have actually been done by Australian TV crews going in filming and then wandering around yelling out, "Oi, is anyone Australian?" and waiting till someone puts up their hand and then they take them out. So it's, you know, not just your government, but in the extreme mishandling of this, could it not be safely said to for people to assume that their government would take care of them? And so therefore, you know, it's kind of a foregone conclusion in a way that people who were stranded there, who could not get out, would assume correctly that the government would take care of them. And my apologies for my rambling. A very quick thank you to Skeptic Overlord for the proviso now to reply with podcast threads. I've just come home and I've downloaded them all, and the only thing I can say, and I agree with you, Magic, on this totally, is it's brought a whole new dimension, human dimension, to these threads now. And I guess the only thing missing really is sort of sitting around a table with a couple of beers actually talking face to face to one another, but it's getting close with this new feature. Anyway, this is Mulberry Blue Shimmer signing out.